Project Camelot with the Blora Radio, and it is Wednesday night in the middle of July on the 13th, and we're having a really bizarre day and some very interesting things going on, I have to say, all over the globe, I'm sure. But I have to tell everyone that I'm actually on the coast right now, and the waves are hitting the beach in a completely different direction than they were yesterday, as far as I could tell. Which is really bizarre. They've been shifting for a number of weeks now and just acting very strange. So I'm sure that there's some kind of shifting going on with the magnetic poles as we speak. We're having much bigger, high tides. I live in a one-room apartment on the beach now, right now, although I'm going to be moving. I understand it's not the safest place to be at the moment, but that's where I am. And actually, I elected to live here in this really tiny space, but I wanted to be on the beach so bad that I was willing to sort of downsize my lifestyle, I guess, in order to be here. But now I'm going to be moving probably in the next month. I've lived here for a year. And it's fascinating what's gone on with the beach and with the waves and the direction of the waves as they hit the beach, which has shifted greatly. We're having quite a high tide at the moment. Some fairly big waves. The surfers are very happy, which was always fun. But I'm sure it bodes for something unusual going on out there, physically or on the planet. So we've got all kinds of things going on. Tonight I was supposed to be having Sean David Morton as my guest. Some kind of disconnect in terms of our communication happened. So he is in Montreal and don't seem to be able to reach him. I think he may be on a production right now. I'm not sure what happened there, but we have Miriam Delicato, who's stepping in at the last moment, trooper that she is. And I want to say that, you know, thank you so much, Miriam, for being such a lovely, generous soul and being willing to come on at the absolute last minute. And that's just wonderful. So I do want to make a couple other announcements, and then we'll bring you on officially. She's actually listening to me and laughing in the background. So, just a couple other things to announce. First of all, I'm going to be going to, it looks as though I'm going to India with Ashiana Dean and group, which is very exciting, in October, I think around the 16th of October, right when we have some major, major earth changes supposed to be happening or some weird events, I don't even know what. Depends who you listen to, really. But at any rate, it looks like they're making it possible for me to do sort of a trade exchange, because I could not afford this trip otherwise. So we're going to be giving them some advertising space on the site and maybe doing some interviews here and there in the future. And voila, I'm going to be going to India for 2-3 weeks with them, doing sort of a grid line. They're working on grid lines over there and also doing major meditations in various spots. So that should be a lot of fun. I believe the trip may still be available. I'm not real sure. I know that they've got a good showing over there. So if you're interested in joining us on that trip, I'm sure that you could contact them. You can also contact me, and I can try to forward you along to them to see if there's more space available, because I know that they were trying to garner some more hotel rooms. Apparently they had a lot of people that were interested. So that's just recently transpired. The other thing is that I guess a lot of people will know that we have on the 22nd of July a very exciting new event, which will be a Project Camelot roundtable discussion, and it's called James Bond is Real. It's based on a new book by Mike Sparks, and it's all to do with hidden technology that was talked about in the James Bond books, and it's kind of touted as the untold story behind the books James Bond, and we've got Jim Mars. It was very exciting to have him on this with us. Greg Hallett, Dr. James Fetzer, and Dr. James Viken. And some of these people whose background are not that familiar with me, Mike Sparks has generously suggested that they join us, being experts in their field in regard to the Nazis and hidden technology and all of this. And if you go to projectcamelot.tv, you can purchase a ticket. Right now it's at a very low price of $19 for the live event. These Camelot roundtables are one of the only places that we can make any money to finance what we do here at Camelot. They cost a fair amount through live stream to actually put on, and then, oh good, we have Sean David Morton as well calling in now. So we're going to have a fun show today. Hold on one second. Let me tell him what to do. Okay, it never ceases to be a very interesting dynamic going on here at Project Camelot, I have to say. So we do have Sean David Morton, after all, kind of coming in at the last minute. And I am going to ask my show engineer to get Sean David Morton on the phone, on the Skype, actually. And I'm going to type into the Skype his Skype name so they can add him. Hopefully we can manage to do this with two guests simultaneously. I think they can swing it. But Sean is standing by, you guys, to be joined to this show. But let's go ahead and start with Miriam. Miriam, are you there?
I am, Carrie.
Okay, well, you know, I was afraid that this, or afraid it wouldn't be quite the right way of putting it, but I was I was actually anticipating that it's possible that Sean would show up at the very last minute here, and so he has. So we will have a nice discussion about what's going on the planet. Have you ever talked to Sean yourself?
Well, actually, I remember the very first time that I ever met Sean was at the UFO Congress conference in Laughlin. We had a great conversation. I can't remember what was said, but it was a very intense conversation, and he said, you should really come out to California, and I think that was the last time we ever spoke in person, or at all, in fact. I don't know if he remembers that or not.
Okay, well, yeah, so what we need to do is we need to add Sean. I'm not sure how that can happen from this point of view. I might be able to add him here myself if American Freedom Radio is not able to do so. But I'm hoping that he's kind of new to the Skype situation, so I think he's also maybe challenged with that. But just to go on with you, so Miriam, why don't we tell the people kind of where you're at? Because you've been traveling quite a bit lately, and I know you're back in town now, up in the Vancouver general area. But why don't you talk to people while I try to get Sean back on the line here?
All right. Thanks, Carrie. Well, yes, I've been traveling, doing quite a bit of traveling, going off to the New York area. And also traveling back to Colombia, which some of the listeners may be remembering that they helped us facilitate a trip down to see the mammals last year. And Carrie and I have talked quite a bit just in the last couple of days about the work that's really taking place by a lot of people all over the planet. And of course, what we're doing as individuals to be able to help the whole process move along and bringing about the truth and bringing about a greater awareness to what we need to do, both on a spiritual level, an information level, and a physical level of how to get people moving in our society and wake them up. And as Carrie has said to me so graciously on so many occasions, that that the time for secrets is over, and that we need to really share very clearly and directly and succinctly what it is that we're doing in order to bring about this change. And in the line of work that that I've been doing with some of the different traditional people, that's not always an easy task. And as many of you are very familiar with, I've worked very closely with the Hopi, many of the traditional people in Hopi as well, as just friends that I have there over the years, and it's become a very beautiful relationship, one of which I honor quite deeply, because of their commitment to their ancient way of life. And the work that I've done with them hasn't been just to go and sit down and have nice conversations and experience beautiful things, but in reality, there's been so much groundwork that's been covered with some of these ancient tribes to facilitate them having a voice to the world and a voice to each other, because, you know, talking about secrets and what those actually are, secrets can, if we know a secret of how to make money, for example, by, you know, some stockbroker that's got some, you know, formula, then we have the ability to do that. Well, with the ancient tribes, they have the secrets of how to actually change the directions of the waters, how to, you know, create rain, how to stop the rain, and how to work with the elements in the natural world. And these are really the secrets. And the work that has been done by myself for the last few years has been about building relationships of trust and of respect and honor with very ancient sacred people, to be able to get them to talk to one another, and so they will then come forward and talk to us on a global level. And Kerry, in a conversation that we had the other day, really just laid it out on the line for me and said, all right, Miriam, you got to start talking about more of what you're doing and sharing that with the public. So I think that Sean being a little bit late coming on the program is maybe a little bit of a blessing, that this opportunity has come up to be able to get into more of what it is that's happening in that regard. And are you there? Are you back yet? Or should I keep on going here, Kerry?
Hi. Yes, I am here, and I think we have Sean on the line, but I'm not sure. It kind of looks like maybe he's not picking up the phone or hearing us. So we're having some technical difficulties, and I don't know if whether or not the engineer is able to connect us all together here, or whether this is something I'm able to get away with. I'm actually trying to do that. Technically, it looks like he may be on the line.
I think he's coming on now.
Sean, are you there?
Well, it looks like there's a good possibility that we'll be able to get him, Kerry. So, Kerry, why don't I just keep the momentum going, and so you can focus on trying to get Sean on the line here with us. In respect to the work that Kerry and I have had a little bit of a, you know, intense conversations in the last couple of days regarding where we need to be moving at this point, because really the world's in a really delicate state, and there's famine, there's floods that are happening, tornadoes, drought, solar flares, earthquakes, volcanoes, you name it. All of the natural elements are off balance. And as I just said, the traditional people, and there is a difference here in the definition of this and the definition of a traditional person and what and who those people are. There are people that are from a tribe, and they will participate a little bit in ceremony or you know, to a degree in ceremony. And then, as soon as, you know, at one point, there becomes a real step up in the level of what's called a traditional person, whether it's a man or a woman. And what happens is these really high-level traditional people who are completely committed to doing their ceremonies and dealing with these natural elements, and they still have the ability to work with them, to change them, to control them to a degree. These high-level spiritual or traditional people are the ones that my work has been working with and talking with and attempting to get them together so that they can physically sit down and talk to one another. And so this, of course, is what the Great Gathering is based upon, is being able to facilitate, at least in one way, because it's going to take many ways for us to do this, to bring it forward. And in regard to this, with the work that's being done, for example, in New York area, in May, May 6th to the 12th of this year, Hopi elders went from Arizona to an event.
Miriam?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to a commercial right now. We'll be right back, and hopefully we can get Sean on the line with us at that time.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files. Freedom Files. Weekdays. Files.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Central.
On American Freedom Radio.
Radio. Radio.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're an absolutely professional organization over here. And I have to thank the technology and the wonders of the, what is this, 21st century. Sean David Morton and Miriam Delicato are now on the line with me. It's a very exciting moment. Sean is in Montreal, Canada, and on one side of the Canadian coast, and Miriam is on the other side of the Canadian coast. So we're covering all the bases, and I'm down in California, so we got a triangle happening, so there should be incredible energy during this show. Sean, how you doing over there?
I'm doing great here in Montreal. I would like to say to Miriam, hey, how are all you hosers in Vancouver, eh?
The hosers are doing very well, thank
all right.
you. I've got the hockey pucks all warmed up, sitting beside me here, ready to go.
I want to say that it was the most polite riot I have ever seen. With all the Canadians going, is it okay if I throw this through your window? Oh, it is fine. Go ahead.
You've been in Montreal for a little while now, haven't you? You haven't quite got the accent down.
I don't. Oh, okay. Here, yeah, it sounds more like Pepe Le Pew chasing Penelope, actually. But it's come to me. It's been great. The weather's been very strange here. It's absolutely beautiful women. They've got these men here. They're very handsome. They got it all going on, but they've got the stubble on the face. They're smoking the cigarettes. They're very tough. They're in shape, and yet they wear these little pedal pusher capri pants that go their half calf with no socks and espadrilles. They look like they're going to break into your house, beat you up, and redecorate.
That's a great line.
So anyway, I'm here teaching at the International Institute of Integrated Health and Spiritual Sciences, and it's their 36th year here in Montreal. And it's Reverend Dr. John and Marilyn Rosner, and it's a fantastic place to be. So I just rushed out of my lecture and from signing books and all that to get on your show.
And lovely. Thank you, Reverend. And absolutely, you are welcome. And, you know, I actually thought maybe you were shooting, you know, because of the low cost of shooting in Canada. And I know you're trying to do some productions right now, Sean.
Well, those are over in Vancouver, which we hope to get started on later this summer. So,
right.
So what's up?
Okay.
What are we talking about tonight?
We're actually talking about, first of all, that I have to tell you, and I have to ask you whether you've noticed this, but I'm on the coast here up north of Zuma, and I don't know if you know that. I live in a one-room place right on the beach, and I've noticed over the past year that the coast has actually changed direction, the way it hits, the water hits the beach, and we have they're remaking the beach, basically. The waves are coming now today in a completely different direction than they were yesterday. And we have a lot of bizarre things going on, maybe as a result of the pole changes, the magnetic pole shifting. Have you noticed that?
Well, absolutely, because I live in Hermosa Beach, and we've already noticed that the bird migrations have been very strange. The way the water is coming into the beach is very odd. Of course, when you actually have the poles shifting by 6.5 inches because of the Japanese earthquake, and then you have the three polar shifts that have happened because of the Christchurch earthquake, the 7.2 in New Zealand, the 8.8 earthquake in in Chile. And again, part of what I'd like to talk about tonight is all these amazing things that are going to be happening between now and September that directly correlate between the astronomical events of the full moons, new moons, and eclipses, the Mayan calendar, now that we're in these shortened days of 18 days and 18 nights in the calendar, and how the next hard angle of Comet Elenin, this comet's coming towards us, the hard angles of this comet have directly correlated with the 8.8 Chile earthquake when it went to a 90-degree angle, the Christchurch earthquake, which was when it was at a 90-degree angle, and within 3 days, 4 days of the Japanese earthquake on March 15th when this comet was at a 90-degree angle, and it's coming up to three more of those 90-degree angles between now and the end of November.
Okay, and that is very interesting. As you may have known, we did a video conference, a Camelot Roundtable is what it's called, with a number of people, including Richard Hoagland, and we did mention these correlations between Elenin and the earthquakes. However, that has not been our emphasis in terms of the conference we did do with various people who had different perspectives on what is actually going on with that comet. So-called comet. And so it's interesting to hear you highlighting that. I believe the person who brought that to light was somebody, wasn't he a professor in, was it MIT? His name's something like Auersbach or something like that. Know what I'm talking about?
No, by the gentleman who discovered the comet, which was,
That was Elenin.
Anatoly Elenin. Well, there's some people that are saying Elenin stands for Extinction Level Event Nibiru in November, E-L-E-N-I-N. But just the amount of – just the pure alignment of a number of different things that have been happening and going on, and my various theories about why the Japan earthquake, why it was triggered the way it was using HARP technology out of Alaska and Russia – and the reason that it was doing the reason that it's doing what it's doing. So, for example, go ahead.
Go right ahead. Yes, and what we would do here is we got both of you on, Miriam, we'll have Sean give us your take on what's going on, and then we'll have Miriam give her take, and we'll move on from there.
Okay. Well, if we just break down the time code of the various events with the comet, and obviously you've had some other people on here or some experts on all this. The interesting part to me is that nobody will tell us how big this comet actually is. You get, well, it could be, it might've, it would've, it should've, it could've, it may be, it might be a 6 mile across dirty snowball like most comets, and yet NASA and Goddard Space Flight Test are just completely ducking how big this darn thing is. It's unusual because it's coming around on a 10,000-year planetary cycle, and of course 10,000 years ago some very bad things happened to the planet, like, oh, maybe the sinking of Atlantis and Lemuria. Why don't you answer that? Here, just answer that for me and just tell them I'm busy. And as it's rolling around, it's interesting because the comet, number one, has the rotational frequency of a planet. It's coming in directly on the line of the ecliptic. In other words, it's not coming in at some weird cattywampus angle like Hale-Bopp did or Comet Edwin Holmes in October-November of 2007. It's coming in directly exactly along the ecliptic of all the rest of the planets. This thing, if it was just a 6 mile across dirty snowball, plowed right through the asteroid field without blinking an eye. In other words, no change in trajectory. No breakup. I mean, that's like playing a cosmic game of Frogger, or anybody that's ever seen Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, with the Millennium Falcon going through the asteroid field. You know how hard that is. So,
yes.
So here it plows to the asteroid field and coming right for us. Now, when it took the first hard angle to the Earth at 90 degrees and the 8.8 Chile earthquake happened, I thought, okay, it's just a coincidence, and a few people pointed it out, and I thought, well, that's interesting. The second one was Christchurch, where there were a couple of people that were predicting that something might happen at that time, and there you go, it happened. Then you had a rather large groundswell of people on the internet who were talking about another 90-degree angle on March 15th. They were roundly denounced by NASA Buzzroom and all these supposed big giant egghead scientists were saying that it was ridiculous and it was Chicken Little. And of course, they never apologize for, you know, any of the smear that they throw out there. But they shut up pretty quick when within 4 days of that, on March 11th, you had this, you know, the fifth largest earthquake ever at a 9.0. Now, we had a cruise to Mexico that we were going on called Surfing the Ninth Wave, Cruising into 2012. And, of course, our very good friend, Dr. Carl Johan Kalman, who wrote The Mayan Calendar and The Transformation of Consciousness, was lecturing on our cruise. We had about 300 people there. Dr. Susan Shumsky organized the cruise. And Carl, at that time, was saying that this was the beginning of the ninth wave, going up to his end date of the Mayan calendar of October 28th of 2011, where everything was going to line up to 13, 13, 13, 13, all these various cycles were going to line up at that point. And Carl was saying on the cruise that we were going to have these massive earth changes and things were going to occur. And lo and behold, while we're on the ship, we have the Japanese earthquake when Elinan lined up at 90 degrees. Now, this is where it gets really strange. According to Kalman's predictions, and again, I think both of them are right. I think he talks about the end date as October 28th of 2011, which I see as a conception point, and the December 21st, 2012 date as the birth of whatever new thing is about ready to happen. So I think both dates are correct, depending on when you see the new life or the new mold or the new paradigm for whatever about what's ready to come happens. So he says we're now in this universal underworld. We're up in the temple space on top of Chichen Itza or Palenque. So in this period of time, we're actually moving into 7 days and six nights, where the days are 18 days long and the nights are 18 days long. Now this is where it gets really hairy. On July 30th, we move into the fifth day of the universal underworld of the Mayan calendar. And you have to look at that every time there's a fifth day or fifth night, there's usually massive economic chaos. And to take you back just a little bit in history, the fifth day and fifth night, because the calendar goes from a national week to a planetary week to a galactic week to a universal week. So the fifth day and night of the national week was from about 430 AD to about 650 AD. In that period of time, you had Attila the Hun, the fall of the Roman Empire, the Goths and Visigoths, Germania literally sort of taking over, if you will, at that time, the establishment of Islam, and of course Camelot and the Arthurian myths in the early part of the 6th century. If you then go from the national to the planetary week, the day and night of the planetary week are from 1932 to 1952. The day is from 32 to 42. The night is from 42 to 52. Once again, economic collapse, depression, the reorganization of the United States, Adolf Hitler, the Second World War. Almost to the day, the United States enters the Second World War in 1942 or so, with the focus on that. Carl Kalman in 2004 then predicted that the fifth night, which was going to be in 2008, somewhere around September, October, so I think it was September, and he calls almost to the day, the beginning of the collapse of the global economy, moving into the fifth night, the election of Barack Obama, and that same particular period of time. Now, July 30th begins the fifth day of the calendar. August 1st to 2nd is when the debt ceiling has to be raised, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen now because – once again, Obama hasn't dealt with it. He's let Joe Biden and literally his grandma-in-law, Sarah Robinson, deal with, you know, with this while he's off goofing off on Air Force One. So August 2nd, they have to raise the debt ceiling. At that same time, Mercury goes retrograde, which means everything that's going to happen in August is going to be completely screwy. Then on August 17th, and this is the key crux date, Elinan takes another 90-degree angle to the Earth. And on August 18th is the beginning of the fifth night of the calendar, which means you're going to see political and economic chaos across the board, which means that probably you're going to see Germany withdraw from the EU, basically jettison the pigs countries, possibly form what they call a rump EU with all the Scandinavian countries, Denmark, Holland, Norway, Scandinavia, possibly Poland, and basically just say to the pigs, the, you know, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, and Spain, no, we're not going to bail you out. See you, bye. I've been talking for about a month or so that Italy was going to be next, and now they're talking about Italy failing and being too big to fail. And then the fifth night ends about September 4th or 5th or so. Then it gets really scary because on September 26th, 27th, and 28th, Elenin eclipses the sun. In other words, it comes directly between the Earth and the sun. Now, remember, this comet is moving at the exact same speed as the Earth. It's moving like a planet. So it will eclipse the sun for those 3 days. Now, the question becomes, how big is it? Because no one will tell us. And also, they seem to have a problem telling us how far away it's going to be. Some have said 38 million miles. Some have said it's 36 million miles. Some have said 22 million miles. And some said it's much closer. And NASA threw something up in their buzz room that it was going to be much closer than anybody expected. And then they took the whole chat room down for whatever reason. So this thing is going to be between us and the sun for those 3 days. Now, here's the question. Is it going to be the 3 days of darkness that the Mayans talk about? If nothing else, the tail of this comet is 4 times the size of the Earth, which means that after it comes between us and the Earth, we're going to be looking at the sun literally through a sackcloth of ashes, if you will, very much as we go through the tail of this comet. Then we go through the tail of the comet sometime in the first part of November, and then we have one last great grand 90-degree alignment with not only Earth but a number of other planets somewhere around November 15th, I think between the 12th and 15th, which I think is right around your birthday, isn't it? Isn't it, Carrie?
No, thank you very much. My birthday is in June, but
I'm sorry. I thought your birthday was in November. No,
that's okay.
And let me throw one last thing out there, unless we have to take a break or something. But the one last thing I want to throw out is that Terrence McKenna, way long time ago, was working with something called the Time Wave Zero software. And his Time Wave Zero software, if you put in all of the information from Cliff High's Webbot Half-Past Human, then the Kelly graph, the Shelley-Ack graph, and then Terrence McKenna's own work, every single one of these graphs culminate in a period of time between November 12th and the 15th of being some kind of mass tipping point for civilization between November 12th and approximately December 3rd of this year, all aligning with these alignments with the comet.
Okay, very good. We're going to go to a short break here. We'll be back with this exciting radio show right after the break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Bushu comes in 3 models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase interest will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Gary Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we have two guests this evening, sort of an impromptu show with Sean David Morton and Miriam Delicato, two wonderful individuals, and very happy to be able to have a conversation with both of you this evening. Sean, that was a great tour de force for the first segment, and I appreciate all of that information. I hope that the listeners out there realize sort of the depth of knowledge that you bring to the table, because it's always really wonderful to hear you sort of take off with all of that. So at the moment, I want to turn the sort of table over to Miriam, but not before I actually throw out a couple pieces of information for my whistleblowers. First of all, I've got a whistleblower who's saying that actually LNN, I think, I don't know if it's when it's closest, but it's supposed to be 1.4 AUs from the Earth. This is accurate. And that, now this may be not LNN, this may be something else. 47,000 miles across in diameter. I believe that's the information I have. What I've been told is that it's a piloted or controlled craft. I've gotten that from several of my whistleblowers. Sean, you will be interested to hear if you don't know that already. Richard Hoagland has gotten the same information. One of these sources comes from deep within NASA on my side, and a different source altogether who contacted Hoagland, apparently, I believe, from the NASA inside at NASA, is also saying the same thing. They are saying, my whistleblowers are saying that there not only is this a piloted and or controlled craft, but that it has several craft flanking it, which maybe are UFOs, maybe belonging to other races out there. Now, obviously, there's no way to prove this at this time, but that's some of the information we're getting. Miriam, do you want to sort of talk a little bit about what you might have been hearing at your end from either your own intelligence sources being your contacts or even some of the indigenous people, if in case they have weighed in?
Well, you know, I love Sean, listening to Sean, because Sean, I think I've listened to you a few times in the past, and you're one of the few people that I actually take notes as you're sharing your information, because it's so clear and direct.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Really. But my perspective is very, very different, because from the indigenous, from a really spiritual, traditional indigenous perspective, from what it is that I have been fortunate enough to be able to hear from the mouths of these people, is that yes, we are moving into a very potentially dark time where there's going to be massive changes and there is going to be a lot of chaos on the planet. Is that Elenin at this point? I believe that intuitively speaking, Elenin is only going to be a facilitator of even more that's going to be coming after Elenin takes place, because it's not going to be one specific event. It's going to be several events that are leading up to this transition that the indigenous people talk about. There's one very interesting story that was relayed to me recently that's fascinating. This is fascinating, and it relates to this change and earth changes, where the indigenous people all recognize that we're moving into this huge transitional time, not only spiritually, but also on a planetary level. They also recognize that there is going to be great destruction. As we were starting the program and getting organized with Sean to come on, I started to touch on this, where the indigenous people, if they're really high level, and you must be extremely high level traditional indigenous people in order to do this, to be able to work with the elements, the natural elements of this world, to be able to shift them and control them. Now, I've witnessed this myself in relation to the Hopi, in being able to call the rain. And other people have witnessed this, and I've heard the stories of where other indigenous tribes have been able to all of a sudden stop the winds from taking place, or to actually stop the rains from taking place, if that was the case. So, yes, the indigenous people have these stories in their myths, in their teachings, and in fact, this is part of the reason why they do the ceremonies, is to hold all of these energies in place. They also believe in one particular group that I heard recently, a story where they had decided that you know, we were all doomed, that, you know, the world was falling apart, the elements were falling apart, nothing was being held in balance. So what they were going to do is, instead of using that spiritual energy to go in and clear the energy and bring it back into balance, they said, you know what, let's just get it over and done with. Let's just go and call the elements to just shake the world and end it all, and then we'll just be able to start new, and at least we know what we'll be dealing with. And they went and they sat there for months, and they were doing spiritual work for months and months and months on this particular thought pattern, and they came back out and realized, well, we can't really do that because, you know, you're talking about things on a cosmic level, and that too has a natural way of moving through things. But in this natural world that the indigenous people always talk about, one of the primary things that they will say is that humanity still has a choice as far as how we're going to move through this shaking, this time of shaking on the planet. Which, absolutely, Elenin has been proven through its repetition to be an exterior physical event that is affecting our planet and the people. So if we, and this is what the indigenous believe, that through their ceremonies they can suppress this a little bit and calm the earth, calm the asteroids, stop the world from shaking, stop from the waters from rising by using their ceremonies. And this has been called all sorts of different things by different people, including magic. It's been called the secrets that they carry. They talk about, what is it these indigenous people hold on to. This is part of what they're holding on to, that they're not sharing with anyone. Because we've seen how the destructive forces work on the planet, where they take this knowledge and then they control the elements through whether it be the financial world or the physical world in any other way. And so, intuitively speaking, for myself in this particular regard, as far as the rest of the year is concerned, at this point, I am not impressionally feeling that Elenin is going to be this massive destruction to the point where the world's going to, have more than one, potentially, or five or six massive earthquakes, and there's going to be a grand destruction. Do I believe that it's going to be the 3 days of darkness? I don't believe that either. If there is an effect because of this, it still has the potential to be mitigated. And for myself, this is why the work of bringing these indigenous people together as quickly as possible is so important. And they're all beginning to recognize this as the critical time. Now, as these sacred people who carry this mythology and these ceremonies and these, quote, secrets for all of these thousands of years waiting for this time, what's interesting is that all of them that I've had contact with up to this point still believe that we have hope and that we still have the ability to change or at least influence what it is that's coming our way. If they all felt that this was completely pointless, then they wouldn't even be attempting to gather. They wouldn't be attempting to work with each other on a spiritual level and doing their ceremonies. So okay, it's a very different viewpoint.
Thank you, Miriam. I'm sorry to interrupt here, but when you're not talking, if you can mute your Skype, because we get a lot of background echo going on here because we've got more than one guest. So if you can figure out how to, the mute button on a Skype is, it shows a little person with a slash through it, and you just have to tap that and it'll go red, and that means you're muted. Just remember to unmute it when you want to talk. But if you could do that now when nobody besides me is talking, that will help the echo thing we're having going on here. And then, of course, the engineers can also try to work on their end, I'm sure.
Can I ask Miriam a question?
Yeah, go right ahead, Sean.
Miriam, quick question for you. There was some debate there was a lot of debate about the Blue Star Kachina and as to whether or not, and I think there were two candidates for it. Some said it was the Hale-Bopp comet in 97, but that in October and November of 2007, you had comet Edwin Holmes that came into the solar system very unassumingly and then blew up into this giant blue ball of gas that became larger than the sun as the biggest object in the solar system at that time. There are people that are claiming that Elenin, and here's the problem here, because there's two more comets actually on their way, which we will see between now and the end date of 2012. But they talk about a red star Kachina as the great purifier and the blue star Kachina as the healing aspect. Is this comet the red star Kachina, do you think?
Okay, we'll come right back after this break, and Miriam, you can answer the question at that time. Thank you.
Just give me some truth now. All I want is the truth now. Skin.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio. And we are talking to Sean David Morton and Miriam Delicato about LNN and coming events this fall. And once again, I will ask the people to, if you're not talking, to mute your Skype. Because we do have an echo happening with feedback coming from one of the Skypes on the board there, and hopefully the engineers can also try to work to get that to happen. So Miriam, it's up to you to answer the recent question that Sean asked, if you don't mind.
Have to unmute myself there, Carrie. The question about the Blue Star, of course, ever since I've come forward with my experiences with these extraterrestrials in 1988, when I came forward, it was actually just prior to Comet Holmes. Comet Holmes came out in November, and I remember that at that time there was a very clear, crystal clear, and hopefully Sean will figure out how to mute this because it's very distracting on the program.
What's going on? What's happening?
Sean, we need you to mute your Skype when you're not talking. There's a mute button on your Skype if you can find it.
There's absolutely no sound on my end. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
No, there means there's a mute because we get a feedback loop if other people are on the line on the Skype simultaneously. It's a weird Skype dynamic. And you have a mute button on your Skype, so that would help. Thank you.
Perfect.
Miriam, go ahead.
So what happened is very clearly in 2007, even at the beginning of 2007, I was getting a lot of downloads, instructions in my dreams and meditations and just through telepathy from these beings that I have contact with, telling me that I had to have this book finished and I had to have it completed before November of 2007. And I kept saying to them, why are you telling me this? Then they said to me, and here's the answer to the question, Sean. Is Comet Holmes that appeared in November of 2007 the blue star of the Hopi prophecy? My answer would be, from my experience and what I know, yes. And the reason for this is because the ETs kept telling me very clearly, you must have this book completed. It must be published before November of 2007. And this is a crazy little thing that they just focused on. I had to have it to the publisher with that stamp date before that date. They said after that date, they said in November something will happen. They didn't tell me what. They said in November something very significant will happen, and it must, you, what you have in your book must, you must have your book completed to show that you already knew what was coming. In other words, there was always this idea about the blue star or the star that they talked to me about. And then when Comet Holmes appeared, it was actually visible. If you remember, people were actually speaking about Comet Holmes and the fact that it was visible from all over the planet just by the naked eye. And it did. It blew up, and it was the brightest star in the entire sky. So Comet Holmes, from everything that I know and the reaction that I've seen from different, people out in Hopi, the reaction that I've had with them, the high-level spiritual traditionals don't come out and talk about these things because they don't want to frighten people. But from the reaction of many of them, yes, it was the blue star. And what this means is that it means that there's this transitional time that we move into according to their prophecies. And everyone, this is public information at this point. So we move through this transitional time. And yes, Sean, you're absolutely correct that what we need to be concerned with is not the blue star, but the red star. Because the red star, when the red star comes, it means there's going to be massive destruction on the planet. So I keep saying to people when they're talking about LNN, I keep asking them, are you seeing it glowing red yet? Because the minute that we start to see it glow red, that is the day when I personally will start to bunker down. That's the day when I will say, where is it that I'm going to be and what is it that I'm going to be doing for the next, 6 months to a year? And so this is very significant when in relation to Elanin, in relation to what it is that's going to be happening, because again, from the knowledge that's been obtained by myself through my contacts and my downloads, it says that it's a transitional period. It's not necessarily a day, and we're already moving through that clearly. The ancient histories take us through, and the ancient cultures take us through up all the way back to the beginning of humanity itself. And it takes us through this cyclical events that take place in our known universe and in the galaxy. So as we know this, how do they know some of this? For example, here's another thing and I throw this back at Sean, to ask him about this. In relation to the ancient stories that come forward, many of these traditional people, and again, really high-level traditionals, have the ability to do all sorts of things that are not necessarily easy to do. Things like when we talk about leaving the body and being able to go and visit someone and look at exactly what it is that they're doing, these people can do this. The people from Colombia, the mamas from Colombia, clearly their strength is communicating with people in the dream time. And for me, they physically show up in front of me. And they've done this to me on more than one occasion where they just show up and stand in front of me. So part of what these high-level traditional people do is they're looking not only are they carrying the ancient stories from the past about this cyclical time we're in, but they are also projecting into the future. So if these high-level traditionals are actually beginning to form and come together at this point, it would indicate to us that Elanin is not going to be this mass destruction that's going to take out, a third of the planet at this point. So in relation to those ancient stories that clearly, Sean, you have more of a scientific research viewpoint than I do. Mine is very, very much from a spiritual view. How would all of that knowledge then relate to what it is that's possible?
Okay, can you hear me okay now?
Yes.
All right. Well, here's where it gets confusing. So that's very good to know about, because the debate was whether or not it was Hale Bopp and whether or not it was Edwin Holmes. I had always voted for Edwin Holmes because Edwin Holmes was pretty much ignored by most of the media. And, I get this incredulous look from people when I tell them that this giant blue gaseous object was larger than the sun for a period of time in late October and November. And it was kind of interesting because it was behind the constellation of Andromeda and Perseus, and it was a comet. I was one of the first people that identified it because back in 2005 and 2006, there were a series of crop circles that were actually pointing to an exploding star in the star field of Perseus. And lo and behold, here it is, happens. Now, Elanin, my question becomes whether or not Elanin is the red star Kachina, also known as the purifier, because there might be four different nominees for it, if you will. Number one, obviously, Comet Elanin. We already have quantifiable evidence that the last three times that this thing has done a 90-degree angle to the Earth, that we've had destructive reactions in Chile, New Zealand, and Japan, with another hard angle coming on August 17th. This would specifically mean that I would say plus or minus 5 days of August 17th, we will see another at least 7.5 or above to somewhere in the 9 range, earth-ripping, pole-shifting, tidal wave, tsunami-inducing event that's going to occur within that if we look at the past data on this. The other thing is that right now they're also talking about, you can check the web on this, but NASA is actually making kind of grumbly sounds about the fact that Betelgeuse, which is basically the eye of the constellation of the Hyades, also known as Taurus, upon which the back of the Pleiades rides, but that they're talking about that Betelgeuse may actually go supernova. And if this actually happens, then you really would have an actual red star going supernova in the heavens. However, there are two more crop circles that are directly pointing to astronomical positions in December of 2012 that very specifically have comets within the crop circles. One crop circle in particular that shows the center of the galaxy and an alignment of the sun and the moon has a comet in the background. So there, so the crop circles as of about 2004 began to predict the future with the probably one of the most important crop circles out there, which is now I think the logo for the program Ancient Aliens, of a crop circle that actually represents a Mayan calendar with 20 blocks around the outside with four sets of 13 lines on the inside that are pointing to what they call the zero point in human history, which is next May of 2012. And we're putting together a big conference up in Mount Shasta, California, that's going to be from May 17th to the 21st, because on May 20th, for the first time in approximately 26,000 years, you are going to have the sun, the moon, and the Pleiades are all going to be in a straight line. And it's a straight line in a total solar eclipse that begins over Osaka, Japan, which is the sixth chakra of the planet, the third eye, if you will, of the planet, goes across the Pacific, and then the penumbra of the eclipse actually occurs directly over Mount Shasta, California, on May 20th. The crop circle itself shows a partial eclipse, which is what the crop, which is what the eclipse is going to look like when the alignment happens directly over Chichen Itza in the Yucatan. Now, one of the interesting things about this is that not only does the Mayan Zolkin calendar that it represents point to the zero day of May 20th of 2012, but there are 16 flanges or wings, if you will, like feathers coming out from this, and it's this beautiful eclipse that's right in the center of what looks like a huge Hopi cross. And 16 days later, after the May 20th total solar eclipse, which not only goes right over Mount Shasta, but comes over Eureka, comes over the stress point for the Cascadia fault line, which runs from Vancouver all the way down to the top of the San Andreas Fault, which is about 100 miles off the coast of Eureka. So then it cuts across the United States, goes directly over the Hopi Nation, and then sort of peters out over Lubbock, Texas. 16 days later, and there's 16 flanges in the center part of the circle, is the Venus transit, which is the most important date. Not even the 2012 date is that important, but it's the most important date in not only the Mayan, but the Aztec calendars as well. Because the 6-6-2012 transit of Venus across the sun is the final culmination point, the sealing or the closing of the door, if you will, of the feminine aspect of Quetzalcoatl, of the female blue magnetic aspect of the DNA that was opened during the June 2004 Venus transit that will then be sealed. This is June 8th of 2004, that'll then be sealed on the 6-6-2004 transit. Within that 16-day period, if you believe this crop circle and everything that's going on with the Mayan calendar, there will be earth-shattering changes on the planet in those 16 days after that eclipse, and then sealing it with the feminine Quetzalcoatl force. It also points to, again, the redemption of Eve, that the manifestation of some sort of female messiah or some sort of feminine energy that becomes the twin flame of Christ in the form of some singular queen or singular person, which fulfills the Mayan prophecies about a female Quetzalcoatl returning, also about the white buffalo calf woman, and all of these ancient Native American cultures that are pointing towards some balancing female messiah that's supposed to come between now and 2040 or so.
Okay, thank you, Sean. What I would like to say, though, is that we have the brown dwarf as also a potential, if you'd like, what you call the kachina, the red kachina, because there is, information out there quite plentiful, and we've gotten myriad of testimonies over the project in operation from various whistleblowers.
Are you talking about Nemesis?
Stefano Barbato and in Italy and the Vatican leak from the Vatican Secret Services that was then information transferred to us through Lucas Scantamburlo and his interview on Camelot, and then having our car broken into at the time because they thought we were given some material that we were not, and so on. So there is also Bob Dean, who has been given back channel information that says that sometime between now and 2017, he was told that basically the brown dwarf would be coming through our solar system. There is more information out there suggesting that perhaps it's closer than some people think. Andy Lloyd has spent 10 years researching this brown dwarf. The brown dwarf apparently is a brown dwarf sun that does look red, and it does have planets circulating it, supposedly coming through our solar system, and that this is what causes all those cataclysmic events that usually happen every 26,000 years to happen. And during this time period, at least from now, going through 2013, and if you believe Bob Dean, maybe even taking as long as 2017. So there's that to throw into the mix, I think, that we also have to highlight. There's also another comet coming from the direction of the sun, which also appears to be, according to Hoagland's information, possibly piloted or controlled, which is called 2005 AU-55. I mean, AY-55, I believe it is. No, UY-55. Anyway, at any rate, it's being talked about. Hoagland is gathering information as we speak in regard to this. Hopefully, we'll be able to put another conference together where we do just discuss this as well.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Spend your life with
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis, Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio. We were, I guess I was cut off there in midstream. I'm not sure what people heard and what they didn't hear. So I actually don't know where I was where I had left off. I hate to kind of repeat everything that I just said. So either Sean or Miriam, do you know where I was cut off at that point?
Carrie, we just went for break. We just went for a break, and from my end, I didn't hear anything after that. You were in the background, but you were so vague in the background, we didn't hear anything. So maybe you could just repeat it.
Okay.
Well, the commercials. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. The commercials were over you. I think they started at the end of your conversation about the a brown dwarf wandering through the solar system. And my question was, are we talking about what's supposed to be Nemesis, which is supposed to be the binary sun out beyond the Oort cloud, or are we talking about something that's like this bizarre wandering star that just kind of wanders, that's coming towards us? And again, there seems to be all this debate about Planet X, because, you know, we're the 10th planet or the 12th planet, whichever one, if you want to count the moon, because even Zachariah Sitchin was saying that Planet X or the 12th planet Nibiru, you know, even he was saying that it's not going to come around until somewhere around the 29th century. Miriam had a question that she wanted to ask me too. So I don't know.
Okay, fine. I was just saying that when we were talking about the red star Kachina and the idea of glowing red is that the brown dwarf would be red in appearance. That's based on Andy Lloyd's 10 years investigation into the brown dwarf. The idea is that it is possibly in what's called the inner Oort cloud. Is the information being leaked right now that is being investigated, but it's being leaked from NASA to certain sources that I can't name. It is a brown dwarf second sun that is part of our solar system that does come back around, that does have planets going around it, one of which may be the so-called Planet X and or Nibiru, whatever you want to call it. There are other rumors, if you listen to certain other people who say that it has been destroyed. My information is that it hasn't been destroyed and that they are still taking gold, for one thing, off planet to take it back to Nibiru. But that it is influencing our solar system at this time, that it is not Elenin, in fact, but that if you take things back to another sort of perspective, you can actually see how the powers that be are augmenting those right angles, Sean, that you're talking about, using scalar weaponry such as HARP, so that a configuration, and this is where our conference with Keith Hunter, who you may not be familiar with Keith Hunter, but if not, you should become familiar with his work. He's written a very large book very involved in regard to these kinds of configurations that happen between the sun and the earth that do end up creating sort of vortexes or openings for large cataclysmic events to then transpire. But what happens is that the powers that be are then augmenting those sort of openings, because they too are tracking them and they know exactly when they're coming. So this is the part where you can't kind of take everything away from each other. You have to actually be adding on the idea that the powers that be do have an agenda, that if events don't happen the way they want them to, they actually make them happen. So that's something that factors into 2012 and what we're coming up on. What happened during the Japanese earthquake is very likely what was basically an earthquake in the 6th range that was then augmented by HARP. So it's a natural event, and it is augmented or heightened by the powers that be and their weather machine, so to speak.
Well, the question becomes why?
Well, because they have an agenda here on the planet, and their agenda involves certainly population control. Secondly, it involves Armageddon and having the sort of play, if you will, the play program follow what it is supposed to follow, which is has to do with the Illuminati and the Bible, a book that has been written with certain things in mind, and basically they want things to follow along that line. And if you want to know where that comes from, it comes from our Illuminati whistleblower, which was Leo Zagami.
It sped up the rotational frequency of the planet, which is something that we actually needed to have happen because the planet was slowing down. It's interesting that the Japanese earthquake, there are three tetrahedronic stress points that go from, if you go dead center at the Great Pyramid of Giza in Cairo, which sits dead center of all the landmass on the planet, and on top of a gigantic granite plate that goes down about 25 miles or so in North Africa, and you go exactly, if you divide the 360 degree circle up and go exactly 120 degrees in a straight line to the west, you come out right on top of the deep water horizon in the Gulf, which is then bled for month after month after month, basically drilling down about 48,000 feet or so, and then bleeding this asphalt volcano of oil, which affects the rotational frequency of the planet. And then you go 120 degrees due east, same equidistance of that, and you come out right at the end of the fault line, the bottom of the fault line, where the Japanese earthquake was triggered. Here's a theory for you. And once again, I don't want to throw a little sunshine on this. And if I'm them, and I'm using my quantum Zemi computers, which are hooked into human people with bolts in their heads and human brains, and I'm looking at the total quantum rotational physics of the solar system with this comet coming in, and I want to save the west coast of the United States, the Pacific Northwest, along the Cascadia fault line that runs from Victoria Island off Vancouver all the way down past Seattle, past Washington, past Oregon, and terminates at the top of the San Andreas Fault. And I'm looking at augmenting an earthquake and killing only 30,000 Japanese, changing the rotational frequency of the planet, making sure that magnetic north and true north don't meet, because if that would happen, we would have a polar shift of some kind. So look what's happened. Number one, as of December of 2009, the North Pole, instead of heading north, suddenly listens to a little bit too much Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and Fox News and takes a hard right turn. So now it's almost 200 miles east of where it was supposed to be, which means now it's heading towards Siberia and not north, which is what they've been telling us would cause mass disaster ever since the 1940s, number one. Number two, you then alter the actual pole of the planet by 6.5 inches, and you've now completely relieved the most of the pressure on the Cascadia fault line with a choice, possibly, and this is just my personal opinion and a theory, with a choice of, do we lose the west coast of the United States, a multi-trillion dollar economy? Do we lose Washington, Oregon, and most of Northern California? Or do we amplify a controlled roll, if you will, and have a 9.0 quake? Because if you're looking at earthquakes for population control, a 9.0 earthquake, the fifth largest earthquake in the history of them recording earthquakes, only killing 30,000 people, and that's that's on the high end of it, is a pretty measly. I mean, at least the Asian tsunami took out, what, 200,000 people or 250,000 people? So they don't seem to be killing millions and millions and millions of people with these quakes. But at the same time, if you don't think that they're just all out to kill us, if you don't think that they're trying to flip the planet over, if you possibly think that maybe – now, granted, they're building a cage. Granted, they want this place to be a prison. Granted, they want to control communications. They want to control communications and food and all of these different things. But at the same time, it's their plantation. We're their slaves picking cotton somewhere out there. So
I have to say that wait, stop everything. And that's amazing. You know, Sean, as always, you're a delight, I have to say. But my light bulb just blew out in my house because you were making me laugh, and apparently there's some heavy-duty magnetics going on
conversation. When Carrie laughs, the lights go out. That's all I can say. But just look at – I just want you to look at this from the perspective of do the masses in the house just jump out and run out into the field and start blowing people, you know, start shooting everybody picking the cotton?
Okay,
and again, they want to build a cage. Hold on. Let me finish the sentence. They want to build a cage, but what's going on behind the scenes and has been going on behind the scenes since they had to pick between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama to make president of the United States. You got the Rockefellers on the one hand with Hillary saying, look, we can trust her. We know it. But the Rockefellers set up horrible places like communist Russia and China, and wherever the Rockefellers go, it's usually pretty much kill them all, death and destruction. Wherever the Rothschilds go, they set up nice places like Canada or France. They're still prisons, but they're prisons with a blanket and a pillow. Everybody gets some health care. Everybody gets some stuff. And they say, look, we're going to put Obama in, and this was where the Rothschilds became ascended because of George Soros. We're going to put Obama in because we can't pull off the same agenda with Hillary without open armed revolt. Better the devil you don't know than the devil you know. So they guaranteed Hillary, and they said, look, you be a good girl, you back out of the race, and we will guarantee the political future of your daughter Chelsea. She'll become the senator of New York and eventually run for president of the United States in 2016 or 2020, and we'll make a secretary of state so the Rockefellers can make sure they're watching their oil. You make Barack Obama president with all his hopey-changey stuff. Yeah, how'd that work out for everybody? And, you know, and of course what you have is Bush with a tan – or Bush on steroids, which is Barack Obama getting us into more wars with Libya and Syria and Bahrain and, you know, whatever else. But when you come down to the earthquake aspect of it, what I'm seeing happening – remember, I've been at this a long time, Carrie, probably for like the last 40 years. I've heard the same things about depopulation control and mass disease and plagues and all these other things. The only place that I've seen where massive depopulation has occurred from their agenda successfully has been Africa, with about 200 million – dead from AIDS, with probably about another million that are going to die from drought. But why depopulate Africa? Because Africa has virtually unlimited natural resources. They have – the next big war is going to be in the Congo over a mineral called coltan. And coltan, you cannot build a telephone, a cell phone, a video game, a computer, or a robot for that matter without using coltan in the center part of Africa.
Okay.
And let me just point this last thing out. If it gets very cold very quickly, if global warming goes to global cooling and the Atlantic conveyor stops because of the oil spill or whatever else, and Europe freezes to death, all those Europeans and all those Germans and all those British are not going to freeze. They're going to move their producing populations down to equatorial zones like Africa, but now they've got to get rid of the people that are living there if they're going to do that, because they're thinking 50 years in the future, not 4 years in the future.
Okay. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that. However, there are some extenuating circumstances that it sounds like, although you have a great deal of the picture, there's a few missing pieces. So what I would say is, according to my whistleblower testimony, first of all, you're not talking at all about the nuclear radiation that resulted from Fukushima, et cetera, which seems to be going around the entire planet. And you're also not talking about what will
happen in
Japan.
I disagree with that statement. I don't think you're right, but go ahead.
Okay, fine. And what the other thing is that my information that I have, and take it or leave it, is that there was a nuke placed under Fukushima. so that not only did you have an augmented earthquake in Japan, but you had more events that were there to make sure that there was a very targeted hit upon Japan for some very specific reasons having to do with Russia and China and some agreements being made there and so on. That's exactly the question. I mean, in other words, who benefits from Japan basically their waters, their fish, you name it, becoming poisoned? And the number of people that are targeted to die from these events as a result of the leaks in radiation are probably a lot higher than what you're attributing the earthquake to.
Can I interject?
How many people died at Chernobyl? You know how many deaths there were from Chernobyl? 56. 56 from the worst nuclear disaster ever. My question becomes, why take out that reactor?
I'm not sure if that's actually a true statement. That's the trouble.
You can look it up if you like, but 56 people died from Chernobyl. That's it. Now, there may have been some, you know, tertiary fallout from whatever it is. But
collateral damage, anyone?
The reason you would take out that reactor is because the Russians sell oil. They're the number one producers of oil now. And if you look at HARP working with the Russians, if you take out a nuclear reactor, there's 55 nuclear reactors in Japan. Japan has no natural resources basically as far as oil, which means that the Russians get to sell the Japanese more oil if they sabotage. But again, you've got to remember, this is a General Electric plant that's 40 years old, that was the worst of the plants that everybody told them not to build it there, and there were already cracks in the wall. This thing was already falling apart when the earthquake happened. So you have a piece of crap plant that falls apart like the piece of crap that it is.
What's happening along the new Madrid Fault in the U.S. at this time. We have a great deal more going on with regard to the nuclear situation across the planet, as a matter of fact. And that, too, has to do with changing the atmosphere because we have an invading species that wants to infiltrate our planet and take it over. So there are some agendas that are not so friendly going on here. Now, Miriam, you haven't had a chance to talk for a while. I have to say that this is a very interesting discussion. We only have 20 minutes left in this radio show. And so we do have some people that are sort of chafing at the bit also, and we've got a commercial coming up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files. Weekday. Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central.
On American Freedom Radio.
Radio. Radio.
Up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God,
and we're having a very exciting discussion about LNN 2012 and all sorts of things to do with the very near future, this fall, in fact. So at this time, we only have about 15 minutes left in the show, I'm sorry to say. It's been wonderful having both of you on. Miriam, would you like to address a few comments to the audience, and then we're going to look at the questions coming in on the chat, if you don't mind.
Well, thanks, Carrie. Actually, I wanted to bring up a couple of things that you and Sean both brought up. First of all, to let you know that I'm actually pretty far north in British Columbia, Canada, north of Vancouver, and I'm actually quite close to HAARP. And before the Japan earthquake took place, I was feeling all sorts of very strange things. And every once in a while, I'm feeling these waves of energies moving through me. And so I know that they're using HAARP because I've started to be hyper aware of that energy when it moves through me, paying attention and then watching if there's these larger earthquakes. So absolutely, HAARP is being used to stir on some of these quakes. So that's the first thing I wanted to mention, is that I believe that with HAARP itself, that there may be something to what it is that Sean brought up about changing the rotation of the planet and using it for, let's say, a good reason rather than a destructive reason at the same time. Because when these contacts happened to me and all of the information that I've had, it says that the destructive forces that were going to be coming on the planet were going to be changing the shift of the entire planet. That the planet was going to be changing to such a degree that we were going to run out of food. And this is a really big issue because there's a lot of talk about the prophecies we've discussed tonight, about the financial situation, the floods, the famine, the earthquakes, and everything else. And the question keeps coming up, what's the purpose? Well, the one thing that's connected to every single one of those is the food supply. And the food supply all over the planet is being put in jeopardy. And the radiation areas in the Fukushima plant in Japan affected the food producing areas in Japan. And so along with Monsanto and what it is that they're doing all over the planet, and a number of areas that are being flooded and then turning to, you know, having drought, what's happening is they are prime areas for food production. And this does have to do with some of the prophecies of the indigenous people. It also has to do with the exceptionally clear visions that were shown to me by these extraterrestrials. And there's this repetition that keeps coming in the messages that are coming to me saying that we need to pay attention to our food supplies. So this all ties into the whole overall what it is that's happening. The other thing I wanted to mention that's really relevant here is when you were sharing, Carrie, about the dwarf star, is that what you were saying was going to be coming a dwarf star in 2017 or 2016? Isn't that right?
Well, actually, it's the brown dwarf is what it's called. It's a second sun to our solar system, and we have multiple whistleblower confirmation on that. But the work of Andy Lloyd, I was talking about specifically in that regard. The 2016-2017 is a date that Bob Dean came up with. Whether that's accurate or not is not clear.
Okay, the reason I asked that, which is really significant again, is because, for example, with the Hopi do not put significance on the year 2012 as much as, let's say, the Mayans do. They don't see it as an end date for, you know, a massive destructive date. That's what they've told me. I've heard this from many, many Hopis. They've said that this is not the case. However, they've also said that in their prophecies that they literally have hundreds of them and that there's not this, you know, final list of 10 of them. There's literally hundreds. And in order for us to get to that point when there's going to be this massive destructive force that may come to the planet, that it's going to be after many of these, you know, hundreds of prophecies have been fulfilled. And I've been reassured that these things have not come to pass as of yet, which is really surprising at this point, considering how much has been happening. However, 2017 is a date closer to a timeline that the Hopi look at and not 2012. But in all of these, and I'd like to reiterate this and then we can move on to the audience, is that in all of this, the physics and the spiritual and the traditional views that all come together all agree that that human beings have the potential to be able to psychically, let's say, shift consciousness and actually shift things in the physical world. And the indigenous people of the planet, these high-level traditional people that are really doing the work, they have the ability to help us move through this. And it's critical at this point in time, it's just as everything goes crazy on the radio, it's critical at this point. Yeah, that's part of the statement. It's critical at this point in time that the indigenous people who are of these highest level traditionals are able to come back. And did we just go off air?
Yes, there was a huge interruption, not sure why or how, but it was quite strange.
Okay. So if these high-level traditional people can come together, and if they have, because this is what their, quote, secrets are and what their knowledge is, this ancient knowledge, is how to actually control the elements. Imagine if we have the brown dwarf, or if we have Elenine, and these high-level traditional people can come together and physically do the work that they need to do collectively in order to help the entire process of the planet and not have this massive destruction. Something to think about.
I appreciate that, Miriam. I have to say that actually the Hopi and the indigenous people are not alone in these skills, that there are many groups, secret and otherwise, and also light workers, etc., what you might be calling the rainbow people who have these skills, including the people on this phone call right now.
Like Carrie Cassidy, who can laugh and blow out light bulbs.
Well, It is the way it is. So
another light bulb just blew out. Just then.
No, but I have actually affected street lights as well. I mean, this is something that does happen to indigos, and perhaps, Sean, you're familiar with it. Having a background in the esoteric studies of the Egyptians. So you're close to the end of the hour, but we do have 10 minutes left. Sean, why don't you go ahead? I'm not seeing any very clear questions coming through the chat here at the moment.
That's fine. Well, actually, Miriam's exactly right. The Great Pyramid of Giza in the area of the pit, actually, there's three paths on the Great Pyramid of Giza, which is the path of destruction for the lords of darkness, if you will, the path of the material for those that are just here for the beer and the stuff, and the path of the ascension. And when you enter the pit, approximately the year 1914 or so, as you walk along the wall of the pit in darkness, the initiate, there was a warning that would happen in the fall of 2004. And it's interesting that the pit is a siege perilous that was based on water, that the initiate would usually be naked. Obviously, you couldn't see anything. There weren't any lights in there. He would enter the pit. The masters would block off the pit and then flood it with water. And he would have to use his mystic yogic abilities to be able to find the high point and survive. But the lower part of the pit had has an angle on it, which basically says that between the fall of 2004 and approximately the fall of 2006, yeah, it would be a warning, if you will, and that those who heeded that warning would turn right or up or towards the Creator, and that some people would move around the pit at that time. I think it's just stunning that within, I would say dead on, within about a month of that prophecy and the prediction, in the fall of 2004, you had the Asian tsunami was the fall of 2004, and then I think 2005 was then Katrina. So you had all these water-based – Katrina and Rita, which was just as bad. So you had these massive water-based catastrophes that were occurring. And then it gets kind of hinky, because those who seem to escape – and there's going to be a period of time as 2012 comes along that there's going to be this big panic – and everybody that talks about 2012 is going to be mocked for a period of time, where they're going to go, see, nothing happened, everything's fine, we're okay. And then if you look right, there's a trough that runs all the way up to the far wall, which is known as the River of Fire. And the River of Fire is some cosmic event which occurs, again, between 2012 and about 2016 or so, that seems to be some cosmic event that then washes the rest of humanity back into the pit. The lowest point in human history, according to the Great Pyramid of Giza, is going to be between approximately 2017 and 2025. And there will be some places on the planet where human civilization as we know it will not even be reestablished until about 2025, when humanity then begins to crawl its way out of the pit. Oddly enough, there is a symbol that appears in the sky, what's known as the Day of Appearance, which, according to the pyramid time coding, occurs on September 17th of 2034, which is a direct precursor to the coming of the next major messianic figure, who is either, and there's a weird, strange thing about this, is either recognized by the world on October 31st of 2039, or is infused by the power of the Creator or something at that time. So,
okay, we are actually at the end of this show, very unfortunately. I'm very sorry to say this. Thank you so much, you guys, for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. It's been really great to have you on the show. Let's do this again sometime soon. Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. Thank you.
Of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.